I've heard you speak, Ion, of love not being an emotion, but being a force field.
It is.
It's a force field. So I just, maybe you can point me to the archive.
Because if it were an emotion, it would never change. Because it's a force field, it can include or exclude at will. Because, see, hate is not the opposite of love. Hate's how you describe it. That's how you describe it.
Hate is not the opposite of love.
Yeah, so if you love someone, then you should always love someone. But
correct. If it were an emotion, you'd have no choice. But it's not.
Ah.
And you can't confuse love with coitus. That's a whole another section. But you may need to get a few more years on you before we go into that. Smack us because we'd use verbiage that might be not fluent to your virginal ears, darling.
No, don't you mind, Shannon. She's very astute in these matters.
Well, okay then, good.
Wow.
You'll regret that one, we can assure you, honey. If you haven't blushed yet, you're liable to.
Oh my gosh, keep it coming. No, this is so interesting because
pardon the pun, right?
I would have thought it was the other way around, that love...
Yeah, well, this ain't a thinking man's game, darling. Because, see, you get to thinking about things, and then what you thunk ain't what you thought you thunk. And then the thought that you thunk doesn't think. So now you don't know if you thought the thunk that you think you thought, or you thought the thunk that you think you're thinking. Well, if you're thinking the thought you thunk, and it's not that thought, then what were you thinking? Well, that's the point. See, it becomes more of a labyrinth process rather than a knowing, and we would even say it would full-on, full-frontal, non-physical nudity would preclude a knowing, because if you knew where it was, you wouldn't pine or look for it.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of steps it up a little bit. Now, we didn't say sepsis. We wanted to, but we didn't, but many of the great thinkers passed with septicemia.